7:44, good morning. You're listening to Vermont Public Radio. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. In the next 20 years, Vermont will have the oldest population in the nation, with almost a quarter of the state's residents over the age of 65. This week, we're looking at how that demographic shift will impact the state. When it comes to health care, studies show that people over 65 use far more services than younger people. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, some exciting new research is pointing at ways to reverse that trend.
Press down and to the left, extend the right, most important, right toes out to the right. Wrists behind, that's upright, here we go.
One of the most popular classes at the Montpelier Senior Activity Center is called Bone Builders. Laura Morris, who retired from a career in high tech, is teaching the class today.
If your legs are stronger, then your balance is going to be better, because that's what we sort of lose. And also we work on the core strength, so those muscles also help us stay upright.
The success of this class and others like it could hold the key to significantly lowering healthcare costs for the baby boom generation. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont has done extensive research on the use of healthcare services based on a person's age. Don George, the president of Blue Cross, says 80% of Vermonters between 55 and 64 have at least one chronic condition, like diabetes, heart disease, or hypertension.
The main picture here is that as we age, we use more healthcare services, but we do because our health status declines and we contract chronic conditions, which are really preventable if we engage in more healthy behaviors early in life.
And George says the research also reveals some surprising and promising news. Of those over 55 without a chronic condition, and that's about 20% of the people in this age group, healthcare expenses are much lower, about on par with someone who's only in their 30s.
If we dispel these myths, they'll be very motivating for us to move forward with this, that as we age, we don't necessarily need to consume more healthcare services.
Monica Hutt is encouraged by the new research. Hutt is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living.
When I think about aging well and really planning for strength and vitality into the future, there are concrete ways to do that that I think will really impact this concept and the conversation around healthcare.
Hutt says prevention programs, like the Bone Builders class, directly address one of the most serious healthcare issues facing people over 65, falling. She says falls are the leading cause of injury-related deaths, hospitalizations, and emergency room visits for people over 65.
And it's an issue and a condition that is completely preventable. It's of epidemic proportion, and it's preventable.
I mean, isn't that one of the central things that we try to do as geriatricians?
Yeah. Dr. Michael Lamantia is meeting with colleagues at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Lamantia is a big proponent of the preventative programs that help seniors age well. And he says getting there starts with having a primary care doctor.
It would be to have a quarterback of your health care. And that person in the American healthcare system is a primary care doctor.
And Lamantia says when patients and their doctors talk about healthcare goals, there can be dramatic results.
When we have that type of chemistry going on where the conversation centers around those types of issues, I really have seen people sometimes make great changes in their health, even at age 65.
And not to be overlooked, Lamantia says being involved in community activities is another key to maintaining good health.
Stay social. Get out there and see other people in your community. Human beings, we're social by nature, and we need that type of contact with each other in order to keep that brain sharp.
As Vermont's population grows older, so does the age of many of the state's healthcare providers. 30% of primary care doctors are over 60 and will likely retire in the next 5 years. Paul Harrington is the executive vice president of the Vermont Medical Society. He says the baby boomers are also going to need the services of additional specialists, physician assistants, and nurses in the coming years.
They're going to have some serious medical conditions that will have to be addressed. We have to focus on primary care, certainly, but specialty care as well to meet the needs of an aging population.
Breathing in and out through the nose, if that's comfortable this morning. tuning into the sound of the bowl.
Back at the Montpelier Senior Activity Center, Sarah Parker Givens leads one of the hot-ticket activities at the center, yoga. She says the class offers many benefits.
Physically, it's helped me with back issues, you know, chronic back pain. It's really helped me with that. But it's also helped me mentally and just, you know, helped me be happier and able to cope with things.
The center's communications director, Dan Groberg, says focusing on an aging population has definitely paid off.
More than 80% of our participants tell us that they feel healthier as a result of their participation here. And that's really why we exist, is to help people live more fulfilling, healthy lives.
The Montpelier Senior Activity Center and others like it across the state say their membership is growing sharply as people in the baby boom generation retire from their jobs. And by all accounts, seniors are focusing more on their health and, when possible, are working to maintain a sense of community as well as tackle new intellectual and physical challenges in their later years. And it's one example of the many ways that baby boom Vermonters are redefining what it means to be getting older. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.